This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water, or it's not the heat, Floridians are starting to not have to deal with a foul-smelling sargassum seaweed clogging some of the state beaches. Now it is subsiding, thank goodness. But right behind it, wind-blown plumes of the Sahara Desert dust. We never seem to get a break, no matter where we live in this great country. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it is a big weekend at the movies because some of you might be doing the Barbie thing and some of you might be doing Oppenheimer. And there is definitely lots of conversation about that, even Mission Impossible 2 or The Sound of Freedom, which has hit 100 million. This was a crowd-funded Christian movie. So it's interesting that The Sound of Freedom hit that number while a Gallup poll says that belief in God has fallen to a new low. That 74% believe in God, 69% in angels, 67% in heaven, 59% in hell, 58% in the devil. But nearly 3 in 10 don't believe in hell or the devil. And there are many that don't believe in religion, period, or belief in God, and heaven is down 16 points the most from every single year when this poll is taken. Isn't that interesting? And then you see what's happening with that movie, The Sound of Freedom. It was a sound of fire crews battling, not just the heat, because that was, of course, part of being in the middle of a raging inferno, but there was explosions near the Phoenix Airport in Arizona. Propane tanks blasted, flew into the air, as it was described to me. And then they're trying to put this out, and you got to get through that fire because you have to be able to shut off any of the propane. And we're talking about 500 yards into the air. So think of 500 yards in your mind. That's like a missile. That's like a bunch of missiles. And this was at a propane shop, by the way, in Phoenix. And immediately the smoke is sky high. So the western entrance to the airport, the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, had to be closed. And that happened at about 5 o'clock, imagine rush hour, and then still really, really hot, triple digits. And when you have gas tanks, they are like missiles. So 150 firefighters went to the scene. And they also, and this is partly why so many, they also had to clear a mile radius around the businesses. Because, of course, it wasn't safe. Good news, no injuries were reported as they were putting out the flames. They put out the flames, now it's just investigated. It's about investigating it, that kind of thing. Some questions that would linger. But it was unpredictable in the middle of crushing heat. In fact, many calling it the hottest day of the year, 119 degrees. It was the hottest day of the year. That is tough. Very, very tough. All right, coming up this hour, a conversation with a couple of really great authors with stories to tell. Speaking of God, Heather Cooper has a book about the, in Israel, you think of what in going through the tunnels. And what happened in the tunnels and all that history there. And she talks about that. And she actually was in the tunnels when you could really go very, very deep and has some incredible stories to tell about that. And also the man cave, because in the man cave, we have the women in the man cave, and that would be World Cup soccer. And there, of course, is the Open, the British Open, what we always call the British Open, is underway. And a Brit is tied for the lead at this point. And with the streaming that's going on, and with golf sometimes coming on, you can have it on at night because of what's happening with the strikes and nothing new being pumped out there. Game shows are popular. Some of the things that are out there are repeats because some of the fresher programming is going to start to go away. And those cliffhangers, you probably won't have answers for them if the SAG-AFTRA, the actors and the Writers Guild, continue to strike, which it looks like that's going to happen maybe to the end of the year. So that affects all of that for sure. Elsewhere, you have conversation about the first debate. And to make the debate, and we're talking about Republicans, to make the debate, you have to have enough signatures. You have to meet a certain threshold with donors. You have to gain traction in the polls. There are a lot of things that have to happen to make you qualify for that. And it's interesting because the former Vice President, Mike Pence, has 1 month to meet the Republican National Committee's fundraising threshold in order to appear on the stage, which that's going to happen August 23rd. So that's just a little over a month in Milwaukee. What a death knell that would be for his campaign. But you got to motivate donors. You got to gain traction in the polls. And that is not happening. So if you look at what his campaign is reporting, they raised $1.2 million in the second quarter. $1.2 million. Needless to say, nowhere near what the former president has raised or the governor of Florida either. And Pence is polling at 5.7%, which would make him third behind Trump and DeSantis. So if is he likely to meet the polling qualifications? I think so. But the donors, that's where he's really struggling, and that's part of the deal. You have to raise a certain amount of money, and if you can't get there, then you're not considered a serious candidate, and that's it. Then he won't be part of the debate, and that would absolutely hurt any, if there is even a slim chance that he would have a chance to do better in the polls, to get some traction out there. This is pretty amazing. Or maybe it's not, because, listen, their lottery tickets are sold all over the place. There was a tiny, tiny downtown L.A. store near Skid Row that sold the winning Powerball jackpot ticket. They got $1 million. $1 million. Don't know who the winner is, but somebody won the Powerball jackpot worth $1.8 billion, sixth largest in the U.S. history. You have photographers camped out trying to figure out who that person is. Las Palmitas Mini Mart, $1 million for them. Man Cave, next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Andy, thanks so much for that. It never gets old, does it? I don't think so. A lot of you tell me you like it. But we're going to talk about women's soccer here for a sec. It's worth it, right? A lot of people are tuning in for it, streaming and on Paramount Plus, and there's some really interesting stories about the U.S. women, some of the young soccer players out of Beaverton, Oregon, and just the chances for this U.S. team to win three in a row. So dominant. If you were looking for a betting line, this would be a pretty good one because you put 100 down, you could win 225 plus the original 100. Woo, for what might be a sure thing. Who could give the U.S. trouble? Maybe England, maybe Germany. They're always in the quarters. They're pretty tough. We'll see. I think when they take on the Netherlands next week, that's tough. But you can't overlook the first one, and that happens at 8 o'clock on Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. The U.S. versus Vietnam. And there are a couple of other matches that are happening earlier. Philippines and Switzerland are already underway. Nil so far for each. They are in New Zealand at Dunedin Stadium. And then later, you have Spain and Costa Rica. And there are a couple of kickoff matches that were interesting. New Zealand, because they're hosting some of this. New Zealand beat Norway 1-0. That was unexpected. So they made a little history there. Australia beat Ireland. I think that was expected. And Nigeria and Canada ended up at nil apiece. We'll put it that way. So we'll see. We'll see what the draw is. And I think a lot of people are filling the stadiums. There was 42,000 for the opener, and that's very, very good news. And remember, the U.S. women sued to get better pay, to get equal pay to what the men were getting when they were winning everything and the men were getting knocked out early. Plus, people were watching it. and they won that lawsuit. But for the other countries, they're getting not getting paid what the U.S. women are getting paid. So there's some discussions about that kind of stuff. From the world of golf, it is about the Open and the bunkers. The bunkers, I laugh because remember I took the show to Ireland and went on a couple courses. They showed me. It's like, oh, this is ridiculous. I would be there all day. Who knows? It would be like tin cup. Who knows what my score would be if I tried to play any of those, any of the courses. Just name any of them. So if we look at Americans and how they're doing, there are three guys that are tied for first place. I mean, this is early going into this after the first round, getting into the second round. But Brian Harman is tied for fourth. And then you have Wyndham Clark, another American, tied for seventh. Stuart Sink is also tied for seventh. And Max Homa. So there's a Jordan Spieth, one of my favorites, and a Texan. I covered him when I was in Texas and at other tournaments, and we talked to him at a couple of the tournaments. So he's a pretty interesting guy. And there are plenty of, obviously, countries represented here. And it's like, where is the cut? That's the key thing. Where is the cut going to be? And what is that going to look like? And notice the numbers, really not spectacular. 500, because that's how it is. The courses are so hard. You know, even Rory McIlroy, the Northern Ireland sensation, said he was content after even par after day one because he gets it. He knows what these courses are like. And it is tough, and you make the cut, and then you go from there. Big news out of the world of football. How about this? A new era of football has happened in Washington. The Commanders have a new owner. And while that goes on, Daniel Snyder was fined $60 million, the former owner, over what they found in the investigation into the team. An independent investigation concluded that he sexually harassed a team employee and that the team withheld revenue from the NFL. That's also super key. Attorney Mary Jo White led the investigation, informed the league owners of her findings during a special session on Thursday. So it's interesting because the news of what she found broke at the same time that it was announced that the owner said, yep, we unanimously approve the sale of the Commanders to Josh Harris for $6.5 billion. Wow. So think about that. $6.5 billion. That is 1% of the fine is against Snyder is 1% of the sale price. So $60 million is nothing for him based on that what he just got on that for the selling the team, right? So how about that? And then Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, said, well, the league is satisfied with the outcome. The findings speak for themselves, yada, yada, yada. And they really went deep on this. I mean, they interviewed 44 employees and turned everything over that they could possibly turn over. But he's out, done, gone, and now it's a new day in Washington as they move forward, especially when we are 48 days before the beginning of the NFL season. And which, by the way, because I'm already getting emails about this, yes, we will do Nail the Score. Just remember, you have to email me at a certain time or jump on the line, jump on the phones, and we'll get you in really, really, really quickly. It's so fun, Nail the Score, because you are always asking about it. You want to keep doing it. We're going to keep doing it. The Vikings knew wide receiver, rookie receiver Jordan Addison was cited Thursday morning for speeding and reckless driving after an officer clocked him. And you ready for this? On a freeway just outside of St. Paul, he was driving 140 miles an hour. He was the 23rd pick of the draft. He wasn't arrested, but it's being investigated. The Vikings just released a statement saying that they're aware of the traffic incident and they're gathering additional information. And that's it. He was eastbound on Interstate 94, if you know where that is, just after 3 a.m. Guess what? He was driving in a Lamborghini, and he was going 140 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Luckily, nobody was in his wake, because that's where crazy things happen. And here's the thing. In Minnesota, drivers who are cited for speeds in excess of 100 miles an hour can actually have their licenses revoked for at least 6 months. Not good timing for that, with all these training camps being open and veterans set to show up next week. And it's just a very bad time for him to have that happen. But luckily, it wasn't a bad time for anyone else. In the meantime, Major League Baseball, just a couple of quick ones for you here on Major League Baseball. You know, we're in the what they call the dog days, and it's just slugging through it, getting through the couple of these series, and then trying to make it to the promised land in October. The Brew Crew shut down the Phillies 4-0. The Phillies now are 52-44. They're starting to slide. The Reds beat the Giants 5-1. Andrew Abbott and Derek Law combining on a two-hitter. That's always a nice deal. The Blue Jays, which I think they're a fun team to watch. Vlad Guerrero, who's the guy who won the home run derby at the break at the All-Star game. The Blue Jays shut down the Padres 4-0. And then if we jump to a couple of other teams, I'm just mixing them in randomly, like the Rays are still a hot team because of how many wins they amassed. The Orioles are also a hot team. They're in the middle of their series. The Orioles edged out the Rays 4-3 in 10 innings. 10 innings they won that one. And, of course, that's being played in St. Pete, so fans love their Rays. They call it Rays Up, but they couldn't have been happy about that final result. Cards beat the Cubs, the A's, and the Astros tangled. And it was J.P. France who shut down the A's. And it was a 3-1 win for the Astros. 3-1. That's it for the Man Cave. Stay with us. Coming up next, really fascinating stuff.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The record-long heat wave is showing no signs of letting up. Over 2,000 records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida since the first heat advisories were posted in early June. Forecasters are warning the heat dome is expanding in Texas and the Southwest, and triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona hasn't seen a high temperature below 110 degrees since the end of June. Tieren Steinbeck, the Stanford University DEI dean, who accosted a Trump-appointed federal judge during a Federalist Society event, is resigning from the law school after months of icy relations with the administration and student body. In March, Steinbeck and a mob of unruly law students disrupted a Stanford Federalist Society event for Fifth Circuit Court Judge of Appeals Kyle Duncan. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I'm very excited to take you to Scotland for a conversation with Heather Cooper. She's written a book called Cataclysmic Return, Time's Running Out. And we had a fascinating off-air conversation. She's such a delight and has such a personality. So it's great to have her on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Heather, thank you so much for coming on. Your book is thrilling. It takes us on a lot of wild twists and turns and action and all kinds of things. Lots of love. So what was it that led you to write the book?
Right. We go back to quite a long time when I first came to Neilston. And my friend and I actually started a younger teenager group. Because it wasn't anything for our teenagers. And they were great. But one night a young lad came in, very handsome, very self-assured, sat down. And he said, well, what about the book of Revelation? Now, I had been a Christian for many years. I was very familiar with scripture, but I had never read Revelation. Because our leaders had told us, you shouldn't really go to Revelation. It's difficult to understand. So we had a quick chat about that. Then I came home. My husband was away that week on university business. So therefore my children sit down and write. And I just prayed beforehand, Lord, they tell me this is very difficult to understand. Could you please help me to understand this? So I sat down with my pen, my pencil, and I was ready to journal. And then I started to read it and I found it was not difficult to understand. I couldn't understand this problem at all because I found it very, very easy to understand. So anyway, I wrote it down. Then I got very tired about 2 o'clock in the morning. But I felt it would have to continue to the end. So I did, and I was caught from then. And that started me on a lifelong journey for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And then, yes.
Yeah, and as you said, it takes you on a lifelong journey. And when people, I mean, it's such a perfect title for what you talk about in the book. And you purposely, I think, wrote this book so that it is action, so that it jumps out at you. Was it fun for you to do this and write this and get that all out of your head and put it on paper?
It was, actually. I really did enjoy writing it. And I wrote it purposely that I would stop at certain points, so that I was then jumping on to another action part, and then I would come back and carry it. That's the way I like to read books, and that's the way I chose to write it. Fact built on fiction. The characters are fictional, but the facts are the truth. So therefore, I enjoyed writing it in that genre, call it what you will.
Oh, I like just that. Fact built, that's the hashtag, fact built on fiction. So when people, Heather, get your book, read your book, what can they expect? Tell us more about the book itself.
Well, the book itself is an action book because I like action fast flowing. And it's going and it's jumping from one to the other, and you're going with the characters jumping one to the other in the different situations that they find themselves in. Because I've read a lot and I have a lot of friends who are involved in Israel, and a lot of this is happening as we speak. A lot of this is happening in the country at the moment. I just happen to have written it down in the way that I think. The likes of, I want to go back and I want to examine the tunnels more, because during COVID an awful lot has been uncovered then that I haven't had the opportunity to see. So before I go to finish the second book that I'm writing, I'm hoping to go back where you can feel and hear and taste and touch and see, and it impacts going all the way back through 12 civilizations because a bus fell through the bus station. And that is how they found the tunnels initially.
Yeah, and talk about the tunnels, because for people who don't know or don't understand what that is, explain that to the listening audience.
Okay, going back centuries, the Jews had to have places to hide, because throughout all of their history, they've been hounded, really.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have done, what they did centuries ago, was they hid the Ark of the Covenant. Now, a lot of folk think it's not hidden. They think it is very, very well hidden. And it is. And it had to be. So I believe, my personal thoughts on the matter is, they built counterfeits. And they were in a number of different places. But the Jews were able to go down through the tunnels, and that is how they hid a great deal of their important artifacts, shall we say.
And you know what? It's so interesting because you said it. The taste, the feel, the touch, it's life-changing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What was that like for you, that first journey?
Well, I was a lot younger then. And it was on my hands and knees.
Wow.
We had to crawl through at that point because you couldn't stand up, and there was very little lighting, yes. And you had to go through water. But the first time I went, I was able to go in through the Haram al-Sharif as well, which is the Temple Mount, which is most unusual now in that you can't get into the Temple Mount. Whereas I was fortunate enough with a friend to be able to go in and see and feel and hear and touch. And it makes a difference when you're able to go in.
Yeah, when you're able to do that. Yeah, absolutely. So when people read your book, what do you hope they feel? What do you hope they come away with?
I'm hoping that they catch a glimpse of what it is like and how important a place it is to our God, because it is. The Jewish population, they are his people. We are all of his people. But he has a great love for the Jews, and he separated this very tiny piece of land, which is smaller than Scotland. It's about the size of Wales. I'm not sure what it would be in the States. A tiny piece of real estate. And you've got Third World War coming over this tiny piece of land. And I found it fascinating. I always have done. And it was through, as I say, one of my teachers when I was working and I was a student. And she had been locked up for 3 years because she was Jewish. And the only book that she could read for 3 years was the Holy Bible.
Wow.
And she read the Old Testament and she knew that was her Jewish heritage. But then she had nothing else to read and she opened up the New Testament. And she got the shock of her life when she realized that this was all Jewish. It was Jewish characters. And it was all set in Israel, in Jerusalem. And she couldn't get a handle around this. But anyway, she married a doctor and she came to Scotland. And we were very good friends. And she asked me if I would play my guitar for her meeting of Pray for Israel, which I did. And that is when I learned a great deal as well. And I found it fascinating. And then another friend of mine, it was another old lady again. I'm that generation now, but this is when I was younger. I went to a lady called Betty Dawson who was teaching on the Book of Daniel. And I thought, my goodness, this is telling us what is going to happen as well as. And then if you go back to the Old Testament, that is a mirror image as well. And this is the truth. And I was dealing with facts, which I prefer to deal with rather than people's thoughts, imagination, consideration. I like to deal in facts. I like to be able to feel, touch, hear, listen. That is my preferred way of finding out whether something is truth or not.
Yes. And, of course, we're speaking with Heather Cooper in her book, Cataclysmic Return, Time's Running Out. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, of course, Amazon. So many people go to Amazon. And for you, for this journey and then seeing the book, what was that feeling like when you had it completed? It had to be phenomenal.
It was a great shock, yes. It was a great shock to me that people very much enjoyed it. But I was absolutely delighted. I was delighted that a lot of young folk are catching it. And they're asking me questions. I was in a shop this morning just buying rolls. And I spoke to a lady in the shop that I knew. And it just came up in conversation and said, can you give me a book? Can I read it? I want to read it. So it seems to be a subject that people are interested in. I think possibly because it is coming. And I think if you...
Yeah.
And if you read any of it, then you can see the signs, the warning signs that it is coming. And I believe the Lord is preparing his people for things that are coming up ahead. So we are being pre-warned. And I feel my job is simply to, this is not a book to scare. This is a book to prepare, especially my young friends, my young family, because they will be here. We will be raptured when that happens. I don't know the exact date, but I don't expect it to be a million years longer.
Yeah, so interesting and such a conversation. Like you said, so many more conversations about it too as well. Well, it was wonderful speaking with you, Heather Cooper. Thank you for coming on the show and continued success.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure to chat.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
He's sitting in our virtual green room right now. I can't wait to introduce you to Ray Acuna. His book is called Guardians of Air Force Resources. I learned so much that I didn't know that I thought I knew, and you're going to learn too. It's interesting. He enlisted in the Air Force in 1961. He served two combat tours in Vietnam. We thank him for that. Think about this. He met the first U.S. president ever to visit a combat zone, which I didn't even know that, Lyndon B. Johnson, and he's a Texan. And can you imagine that conversation with LBJ, because he was a Texan. So interesting, his career and where it's taken him to a very special place, a very special office. In his book, he talks about real-world criminal cases. They're summarized in each chapter. He had to go to the Pentagon to get approval for some of what he talks about, and of course, there's much he can't talk about, but it is a fascinating read. He was an agent for the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, something I had no idea about, and wait till you hear this story. Ray, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me, Kate.
So talk about your career. You heard I mentioned the tours in Vietnam. What was it like meeting LBJ, especially in those circumstances of what you were dealing with in Vietnam?
Yes, I was very fortunate. I was standing as part of the honor guard. I was standing next to the reviewing stand where President Johnson was giving his speech. And afterwards, he stepped down from the platform and wanted to walk up and down the line of the honor guard, which was composed of the four military services. You know, there was a squad for each one of the military services. And I was fortunate to be very the second person in the front row, and he walked by and stopped, and he looked at my name, and he very, very correctly said, where are you from, Acuna? And I said, San Antonio, Texas, sir. And he said, put it there, fellow Texan. And we shook hands. He spoke Spanish as well, so I have a picture of him that appeared in Life magazine at that time. And a lot of pictures were taken of course, being the president and visiting the war zone for the first time. And so Life magazine covered him very well. And there's one of the pictures that shows me standing in front of the president when he stopped to talk to me.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. So that happens, and you get an Associate of Arts degree in criminal justice. And then when you get that degree, in the early 70s, you get selected for the office I talked about, the U.S. Air Force Office of Special Investigations, as a special agent. And what was that like? And what was it like going to that academy?
Yes. It was... For me, it was the most rewarding experience I ever had. It was like something that every law enforcement person feels attending any one of the academies, just like the FBI Academy. Agents go through the same similar curriculum as the agents do in the Air Force. So it was exciting for me, very exciting.
And you probably didn't know much about what was going to happen because you're learning it. Then you get into the office, and I said this at the top, there's things you couldn't talk about when you wrote this book. You had to make sure it was approved and whatnot. But what did you do? What was your job as a special part of the special investigations group?
Yes. There's agents are assigned to every Air Force installation worldwide. There's always an office on an Air Force installation manned by special agents. The responsibilities are to actually look for any crime committed against the Air Force. Any type of crime, fraud investigations, criminal intelligence, all aspects of wrongdoing against the Air Force.
Did you think that you would be investigating the things that you were and how every day was different?
That was pretty much expected. Once you become an agent, you expect to be involved with any type of wrongdoing towards the Air Force. I mean, regardless of who committed the offenses, as long as they're connected to the Air Force, special agents can investigate.
Yeah, and it can be anything. It can be a threat to the even a base to whatever it is in your area. So that's what I think is so interesting, that the different kind of crimes you had to investigate.
Yes, there are categories that apply to the investigations themselves. Crimes against a person, crimes against the property, and that's basically the jurisdiction is involving all those crimes that involve Air Force personnel or its property.
Yeah, and you did that from 73 till 87, and then you come back for more, and you end up becoming the deputy provost marshal. What was that like?
Well, that was again a continuance of what I was involved being a special agent. I mean, Provost Marshal is considered the chief of police at a Army installation. And as deputy, I had the responsibilities to oversee the military police operations on that installation.
Yeah. Wow. So the book, again, is Guardians of Air Force Resources. We're speaking to Ray Acuna, and you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people listening to our conversation, people who go and get your book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
The takeaway from the book is that people can understand, especially the Air Force community, that there are people that can be contacted to report any type of crime against the Air Force. The special agents really become the guardians of Air Force resources.
Yeah, that's why the book is so perfectly named. All the real-world criminal cases that are summarized in each chapter. Such interesting cases that you covered and book. Ray, thank you for joining us on the show.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.